Hello everyone, this is Mike here with the Kilimanjaro Achievers, with Group 8 on the mountain. We're at Mashami Camp at 3,000 metres, so anyone who's been here already knows exactly where we're sitting. We've got a lot of the regular African crew with us. There's Clemmy, the doctor, Sam, Lulu, Baboon, Kennedy and Daniel, okay, and all the other guys who make up the team. Today's been interesting. We've had lots of fun and lots of laughing and lots of joking as per usual. Probably a bit more extreme so far on this trip. I'm not really sure what's going on. A lot of people with issues they need to let out. Well, it's been good fun. We've actually had to second Porik into the role of the emotional and spiritual leader of the group. And he's taken that role quite well. Maybe a bit too much. I've found him in an embrace at one stage on the track today with Babooni. And other than that, he's been very touchy-feely with everyone and looking after everyone in a very good way. Rachel, again, for the boys today, she kind of broke one of those big myths about ladies. These myths that all the boys tell about when they're growing up. Unfortunately, Rachel broke one of those for us today, so we're all a bit traumatized over that. Dara, he's still trying to figure out who Christy Moore is. And the rumour is out that he was seen in Copperface Jacks one night wearing wellies, okay? We're looking to confirm this. If anyone has information on this, okay, or pictures, please post them to Facebook, okay? Please post them to Facebook, okay? James has decided to change his name on the mountain, okay? He's now calling himself Paul. I'm not really sure what that's about. It's kind of an alter ego coming out, okay? He's looking to start a new career, we've discovered, okay? Which is very interesting to hear about. And he's made some interesting discoveries today on the mountain. Okay, it's big things. Okay, one of them was a hairy dragon's nostril. Okay, now he'll explain more about that later in the week himself. Okay, and then after dinner, okay, he found a flag of Japan. Again, he needs to explain that later in the week. Okay, as for the wounds, again, we need somebody to kind of give us some information on this. Okay, anybody with pictures or anything that they can update us on Facebook, please forward. Okay. She was telling us today about her fitness and how fit she was. She was doing lots of stretching and flexing her biceps in front of us, particularly on the brakes. So it's all a bit strange, you know, flexing together some sort of strange edema. Emily, what can I say about Emily? She's come to dinner with a hot water bottle. She's swinging off it all evening. It's about 25 degrees here. Some people are still wearing shorts. The group almost missed the plane with her yesterday, okay, over a number of issues. One, 3 kilos. Emily turned up with 2 bags, and both were oversized and had to be checked in oversized load. Lost in the airport, but thankfully they held the plane for us, so everything was good. Okay, so some of these people need to explain themselves as the week progresses. Okay, and we give them that opportunity. Okay, so all's good. Everyone's good on the hill here. Everyone's in good form, and wishing everyone at home the best. Okay, thanks, bye.